This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Joy Powers. Kenosha, Wisconsin has been rocked by protests since this weekend, when a black man named Jacob Blake was shot in the back by police. Blake is just the latest victim in a string of police shootings and killings that have galvanized a nationwide movement against police brutality and racial injustice. In the Milwaukee area, protests have been ongoing since this spring. And in nearby Wauwatosa, these protests have focused on an officer named Joseph Mensah. Over the last 5 years, Officer Mensah has killed 3 people, including 17-year-old Alvin Cole in February. Protesters have called for his firing and arrest, but neither have happened. Mensah is currently suspended, and the killing of Cole is still being investigated. Wauwatosa Mayor Dennis McBride had just started his first term on the job when protests erupted in spring. He joins me now to talk about these protests. Mayor McBride, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
I appreciate it.
So most of our conversation is going to be about Wauwatosa, but I'd like to start here, actually. I'm sure you've seen what's happening in Kenosha right now. And I'm wondering what you think of what's going on there, especially as we're about to talk about the protests that have been happening in Wauwatosa.
Well, I don't think anybody can watch what's going on in Kenosha and not be sickened by it. The facts haven't been sorted out yet, but it doesn't look good. And just to see another black man shot by police is just troubling. That's all I can say. It's just hard to watch.
Yeah. Of course, there's been a lot of protesting in Wauwatosa over the last few months here. How do you view this movement that you're seeing in your city and this moment that's happening?
Well, the world changed on May 25th when George Floyd was murdered before our eyes. We saw 8 minutes and 46 seconds of a slow death, and that was horrifying as well. The protests in Wauwatosa and across the country started soon thereafter, and it's been almost a daily thing in Wauwatosa. People have a constitutional right to protest, and we support that right. So we have been one of the centers of the protest because we have a police officer who has shot and killed 3 people in the line of duty. He's been cleared 2 of the 3 times, and we're awaiting the district attorney's review of the 3rd shooting. But that fact alone has caused us to be the site of many protests.
The officer you're talking about, Joseph Mensah, of course, you mentioned he had killed 2 people before he then went on to kill yet another person in his job this year. I think it's confusing for a lot of people that someone who had already killed 2 people while on the job had kept their job and then went on to kill yet another person. What is the process for investigating a police shooting in the city of Wauwatosa? And how did that play out for Mensah the previous 2 times?
This is all dictated by Wisconsin state law. And I just want to preface all this by saying that we've been criticized by some state legislators for what we have or have not done. And I've asked them, if they don't like the laws that we are duty-bound to enforce, to change those laws. And in fact, Governor Evers has called a special session to discuss some of this, finally, after the Kenosha shooting. But the state law requires this. When there's a shooting by any police officer, some other agency has to investigate. So in the Mensah situations, it's been the Milwaukee Police Department that has conducted the investigation. They do their investigation, they turn over their findings and evidence to the district attorney, and the district attorney makes the final decision as to whether a police officer, in this case, Joseph Mensa, should be charged with any crime. And in the two previous situations, he determined that Officer Mensa should not be charged with a crime, that he acted in self-defense. And so it was a justified homicide in each case. He is currently reviewing the third shooting under the same standards, and we'll have to await his findings. But after that, if there's a complaint filed, a charge filed against a police officer, and in this case, citizens have filed a charge against or charges against Officer Mensa, then the Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission has to make a determination under the Wisconsin statutes as to whether there's just cause for firing the officer. I want to underline several times something that people don't seem to appreciate, which is under that Wisconsin statute, the Wauwatosa Common Council and I as mayor have no control, zero control over the work of the Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission. The Police and Fire Commission has sole authority under the state statutes to determine whether a police officer or a firefighter should be hired, fired, or disciplined. So I have no control over that process.
Well, and that's a question I had because, of course, the Wauwatosa Common Council voted to remove Mensa from the police. So were they not really allowed to have that vote? Was that something that was more symbolic?
That's another misconception. First of all, they didn't vote to remove Officer Mensa. It was a 14-1 vote, and the next day I signed that resolution. What that resolution said was it was not directed to the Police and Fire Commission. Let me repeat that. It was not directed to the Police and Fire Commission. It was directed to the police chief and to the city administrator, and the wording of it was, we order those two gentlemen to facilitate the transition of Officer Joseph Mensa from his employment by the Wauwatosa Police Department. Now, what that means and what it meant then is that we are looking at alternatives beyond the Police and Fire Commission to see whether we can facilitate a transition of Officer Mensa to some other form of employment. So I'm not at liberty to discuss our internal negotiations or the advice from our city attorney and our outside attorneys, but that is a process completely separate from anything that the Police and Fire Commission is doing.
You know, the inner workings of Wauwatosa, the city of Wauwatosa, have kind of been on display to some extent. There's been a lot of conflict, specifically between the chief of police and your equity and inclusion commission. The chief asked you to remove the chairman, Rob Lowe. You've stated that you simply don't have the authority to do that. I'm curious, what do you see as the purpose of this equity and inclusion committee and how it functions for Wauwatosa?
Well, first of all, I just have to correct it. It was John Lowe, not Rob Lowe. You're confusing him with a movie star. And maybe he believes he is, but Sean will be happy just to be recognized as chair of the Equity and Inclusion Commission. In any event, I told the chief that I have no authority under our local ordinances to remove a chair of a citizen commission that has been appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the council. I supported the creation of the Equity Inclusion Commission before I was mayor. I came to City Hall and supported that. I think it's regrettable that the two sides are sniping at each other. I think more than ever, and this is a message I've been trying to give to everybody from the right wing to the left wing and everybody in the middle, more than ever, given all the stresses and strains that Wauwatosa and everybody in America are facing, we really need to try to get on the same page and put our egos to the side and try to work things out. We really need peace. We need progress. We can't have peace or progress without working together.
Now, I'd like to take a step back to some of the protests that you've been seeing in the city of Wauwatosa. Now, at some point, you instituted a curfew. Is that right?
We had three nights of curfews back in, I think it was early June, because we had people who were attacking Mayfair Mall and driving 90 miles an hour down some of our streets and doing some other things that were causing dangers to people, both residents and non-residents who were involved with us. So we had to do that.
Yeah, what was the purpose of the curfew, and how is a curfew implemented on the ground in general?
Well, again, that was under the Wisconsin statutes, which gives the mayor emergency powers if needed to protect the health and safety of a community. So it was not a step that I took lightly. It was upon the recommendation of the police, who felt that they couldn't otherwise control the situation. With a couple nights of curfews, we got the situation under control, and fortunately, no one got hurt during that time.
So you felt like it was effective?
Absolutely.
From the outside, it seems like often when a curfew is created, you know, there's the question of it denying people the rights granted to them by the Constitution, but also it seems as though it can actually do the opposite and escalate a peaceful situation because, of course, officers are now responsible for enforcing the curfew. We've seen that happen, I think, in cities around the country. Did you see any of that from your viewpoint? Did you see that in Wauwatosa?
No, none whatsoever. It allowed the situation to be calmed down, and we did not see an escalation. I will say that in every one of my public statements, in every one of my private statements, in every one of the city statements, we have supported the right to protest. We recognize the right to protest under the First Amendment of the Constitution. And what the Constitution requires, though, as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court, is that protesters do it peacefully. So as I stated on August 14th in a public statement, We recognize your right to protest. We welcome your protests if they are peaceful. They must be done. If you're going to march, it has to be on a sidewalk or a street, but you cannot block pedestrian or car traffic. That statement came right out of the ACLU website. And then I noted that we were not going to allow people to break the law otherwise, though. So the Constitution, as consistently interpreted by the court, says, please protest peacefully, and if you don't, if you break the law, then you're going to have to suffer those consequences.
Well, and there were questions about the safety of Officer Mensa, of course.
Right.
Right now, I'm not sure how much you can talk about this, but right now, how is he working? Is he still working with the police? Is he just kind of on hold for the moment?
The Police and Fire Commission decided in July that he should be suspended while the PFC considers the citizen complaints against him. Before that, anytime there's a shooting or anything else called a critical incident of that sort, an officer is reassigned to desk duty. This is done not just in Wauwatosa, but I think everywhere. But he's reassigned to desk duty. He was on desk duty. He was not on the streets. But the PFC did decide to suspend him while they consider the complaints against him.
So he is still suspended then?
He's still suspended. And again, the mayor and the common council had no say in that decision. I'm not second-guessing the decision one way or the other. I'm just merely pointing out that under the statutes, only the Police and Fire Commission have that authority.
Now, I am curious, although the mayor and the Common Council don't have authority to fire or hire, are you able to make decisions about internal changes to policy for the police?
Absolutely. We've been advised by the city attorney's office, and what I know as a lawyer of 40 years is that if the state statutes say you don't have this authority, the silence means you have authority over everything else. So what that means is we, as the common council and mayor, can set policy for the police department. And in fact, we've already done that. We've already directed the police department to buy body cameras. That process is underway. The Common Council voted to ban chokeholds. That was something the police department didn't do anyway, but we've made it now an ordinance. I signed that. We've taken the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association pledged to greatly increase our hiring of people of color for all city departments. And we've also instituted implicit bias training, not just for the police who are already getting that, but also for elected officials and city staff. So there's a whole raft of things that we're trying to accomplish. And some of those include making more clear what we want to see as policy for our police department. So we do have that authority and we are exercising that authority.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing what happens. Mayor McBride, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you. And anybody can give me a call. I'm happy to talk to anybody about this. And I look forward to talking with you again. Thank you for the opportunity.
Dennis McBride is the mayor of Wauwatosa.